secondo ospite ai microfoni di Search and Destroy Radio per la Junkie Business Launch Party. Abbiamo da Varsavia, se non sbaglio, i Morons. Abbiamo già avuto occasione di parlare di Morons in trasmissione sia questa settimana che al ritorno dal Wirlau di Istanbul, che abbiamo seguito non in diretta ma con dei contributi. So guys, I'm saying that we already talked about you for the last month, because we've been to Istanbul for the Wirlau Festival, and then we've been talking about you because of tonight, so... Allora, la prima domanda è sull'età. Guys, you're so young. You're very young. And
this guy is old as fuck. The drummer.
The drummer is old?
Yeah.
So it's...
He's like 60 or something.
But inside or outside?
Outside. Definitely.
Outside he looks young.
I'm the oldest guy in the village.
Ok, allora, loro sono molto giovani, 18 anni, però il batterista, che stavo dicendo, che in realtà è il saggio del gruppo, so he's the wise one.
Yeah. He's like the old wise guy, so if we have a problem we have to talk with him, because you know,
I guess you fuck up a lot, so you need someone to take care of you. Okay, so I remember in Istanbul, you playing with your face completely depicted, or like a tribal mask or something. Are you doing this tonight?
Tonight I will be dressed as a woman.
Okay, in the New York Doll style and in tradition.
I guess it's more like a woman, not like New York Dolls, like a woman.
Ok, allora io la prima volta che li abbiamo visti, il cantante aveva la faccia completamente dipinta. Gli ho chiesto se lo farà anche stasera. Si vestirà da donna stasera. Gli ho chiesto se è come New York Dolls. No, proprio come una donna. So guys, tell us about your story. I mean, how did you got together? If it's normal for, I mean, in Rome it's not that normal to have 18 years old playing punk. This is not that common.
Older than that.
So, I mean, the scene is kind of a little bit agey here. So, how did you get up together?
Let's not kid ourselves. Punk is old people's music.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, you
playing punk music, so it's not the same in Poland. I guess it's the same in here in Rome or London or whatever.
How did you start together? How did you meet? Who's gonna answer? You don't remember?
I think Philip, the singer, and I, Pavel, the guitar player, we started looking for people to play music, like, separately. And we found each other on Facebook. And we started playing...
Sign of the times.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you have the internet for. It's porn and finding music, finding people to play music with.
Allora, gli ho chiesto come si sono trovati e soprattutto se in realtà la scena è così viva in Polonia da permettere a ragazzi di 18 anni, 19 anni di mettere su una band di successo che faccia punk e garage. Loro mi hanno detto che loro sostanzialmente è riduttivo dire che fanno punk, e loro sono ragazzi che suonano la musica che fanno tutti i ragazzi sostanzialmente alla loro età, che poi incidentalmente è punk. Come li sono incontrati? Chitarrista e cantante stavano cercando qualcuno con cui suonare su Facebook e si sono incontrati, quindi anche questo è un segno dei tempi. Ok, speaking about your music, I mean, the influences in your music are very clear, but they're very mixed and you can hear a lot of stuff. I heard the Adolescents, but you can hear it's also garage rock from Creep Records. So, are you thinking to continue with this chaos, with this positive chaos, or you want to take one direction in the future?
Definitely chaos.
Okay. La domanda era sul loro stile, che è molto contaminato. I loro modelli, anche essendo anche perché sono giovani, sono molto chiari, e però sono mischiati in maniera molto 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 caotica, e gli ho chiesto se vogliono continuare con questo caos o magari prendere una direzione ben precisa, e mi hanno risposto, come avrete capito, che vogliono continuare col caos. So last question, and then I will give you to booze and whatever you want to do before your concert. How did it work with Slovenly? How did you meet Pete?
Well, I guess that's the question to me, because well, I've known Slovenly for, I know, some time. I knew the band, so I guess I just wrote an email and asked if they are interested, and they were. Yeah, yeah.
Just like this.
Yeah, I mean, before the record, we haven't met Pete or Joe or, you know, all the other people involved in the label. So I just wrote an email, and they were interested when we released.
Amazing, amazing that there is something still working like this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they are from America, we are from Poland, so that's the easiest way. Yeah.
But by the way, let me translate first. Gli ho chiesto come sono stati contattati dalla Dance Lonely. In realtà l'hanno contattata loro tramite mail in una maniera molto vecchio stile. Si sono proposti e la Lonely era interessata e ha fatto decisamente un bel affare. Actually, the last question is this one. Tell me about the Istanbul experience. I mean, for us, being there was amazing, and especially your venue. I mean, it was very particular, one of the last spots in Istanbul. But how did you live it? I mean, how was it?
I love kebab.
Okay.
Okay. I guess that sums it up. Yeah, no. We didn't care about the concert. We just came there to eat kebabs. No, but it was really good. I mean, the venue we played at, it was like a squat, like you said, and we played similar venues in Poland, but this one was really great because there were a lot of people. And
this is one of the few remaining, because you know the situation in Turkey, so it was a very secret place. Remember all the directions.
Well, we couldn't find it at first. Yeah. So yeah, that was a problem, but that the whole experience made the whole concert like peculiar. No.
Okay, no, now you're out with Indecent Exposure, which is your second, I guess, work. Still, do you already have some more material to for another record?
A lot of more material. I think for two records already. And we'll be recording a record in January.
Soon. Yeah.
Ok, cool, very good to know. So, okay, gli ho fatto la domanda su Istanbul, com'era la risposta da kebab, ma no, il posto dove hanno suonato era veramente veramente figo, era uno degli ultimi squat di Istanbul, e quindi è stata un'esperienza anche per loro. Ultima domanda su se hanno del materiale già pronto. Ce l'hanno già per due dischi, quindi aspettiamoci per gennaio una nuova uscita. Ok guys, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, pleasure.
Ciao.